In just a minute, Bill looks ahead to the South Carolina Rhymery in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you guys from the week's news. Mo, sugar rots your teeth, makes you fat. Artificial sweeteners give you cancer. Well, what else, as it turns out, is really bad for you?
Water. What else is really bad?
Actually, you're right. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
It's carbonated water. Seltzer.
Oh, no.
Is bad for you.
Oh, so, what's Bernie Sanders going to do?
I don't know. So everything that is actually good to drink has been taken away from us. Soda is too sweet. Diet soda too laden with chemicals. And if we drink whiskey at work one more time, we'll get fired. But at least we have seltzer, right? Sure, it has no flavor. But at least the little bubbles reminded us we could still feel something. Sorry, the bubbles in seltzer are created by carbonic acid, which rots your tooth enamel. So if you go ahead and drink that six-pack of La Croix every day, you'll end up looking like an old bum anyway, without the benefit of getting drunk most of the time.
Does this include Perrier and all those guys?
Yeah, all those guys.
Oh, man.
Especially the minerals.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
I'll take
you know,
flat water.
I knew how privileged my kids were when I heard my 7-year-old son say, "My favorite sparkling water is Pellegrino."
Really?
I said, "Wow, you have choices of sparkling water. Congratulations, young man." He likes, now I got to stop the Pellegrino. I didn't know this.
You are a terrible father.
I know.
Maz, McDonald's in Canada has introduced a new entree that is even worse for you, according to nutritional experts, than a double Big Mac. What is it?
Wow, I didn't even know we had a double Big Mac.
There is a double Big Mac, at least up in Canada.
They put two Big Macs together?
Yeah, because, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a big idea day. Some guy goes, "We got a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah.
We're going double Big Mac."
I say we do too, and to hell with them.
Give me a hint.
Well, the croutons are little individual chicken McNuggets, apparently.
The croutons? So it's chicken Caesar with chicken croutons?
What is a chicken Caesar?
Dressing.
We're looking for
chicken Caesar salad.
A salad, yes. Yeah. It is a salad. Specifically, it is a kale salad. It is actually, as far as we know, the first introduction of kale into a McDonald's menu. Kale, if you're not familiar, is a leafy green that white people eat to punish themselves for the whole Oscars thing. Also, now that I think of it, if you are not familiar with kale, how are you listening to NPR right now? We are glad to have you here. But you are clearly lost.
Kale and quinoa are the twin pillars.
I know.
Of NPR.
It's where we get our strength. Anyway, McDonald's Canada unveiled their new kale salad. Sounds healthy, but it's like a Trojan horse sneaking fat and calories into your body, except horse tastes better. The new crispy chicken Caesar salad with kale has more calories, salt, and fat than a double Big Mac. Meeting Canadian kale eaters, you're going to have to get even bigger yoga pants.
Well, I like how they put the name of the salad at the front. It's a bad salad with kale.
With kale.
You go, oh, okay, there's a possibility it might be good, healthy.
Well, kale has become what bran used to be, say, 20 years ago. If it has kale, it must be good for you.
Right, like, so it's like saying it's cocaine with bran.
Exactly.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah.